You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 20, The Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at the Waterboys' The Hole of the Moon. I felt like it was time to uncover a song that is a little more uplifting and positive, and the influences for the song just might surprise you. We'll talk about the legendary influence in just a moment, but first, let's get a little background on the recording artists, the Waterboys. The Waterboys are the brainchild of singer-songwriter Mike Scott, who was born December 14, 1958, in Edinburgh, Scotland. His musical career started out on the printed page as the creator of the music magazine Jungleland. Later, Scott would play with a series of local punk rock groups and, following college, start his own in London. His first band was called Another Pretty Face, but after the breakup of that band, he started The Waterboys, borrowing the band's name from a lyric in Lou Reed's song The Kids. Scott posted an ad in the newspaper looking for band members and found multi-instrumentalist Anthony Thistlethwaite and drummer Kevin Wilkinson. The band released their self-titled debut album in 1983, and prior to their follow-up release, A Pagan Place, in 1984, added keyboardist Carl Wallinger and trumpeter Roddy Lorimer. In 1985, the band released This Is the Sea, giving them success with both record buyers and critics. Shortly after the release of this album, Carl Wallinger left the band to form his own group, World Party, which would have its own successes in the alternative music arena. But This Is the Sea brought the Waterboys into their own spotlight with a hit single entitled The Hole of the Moon. The inspiration for the song came from a discussion that songwriter Mike Scott had with his girlfriend. She asked if it was difficult to write a song, and The Hole of the Moon is the result of that. The most common misconception about the song is that it's about the singer Prince, though recently, Mike Scott has denied this. However, Scott does confirm that one of the influences of the song is author C.S. Lewis. You and the wind at your heels. Sonically, the song is amazing. The song begins with a simple piano, but adds layer upon layer of instrumentation until the end is a crescendo of sound, with additional instruments and even the sound of a gunshot for effect. The song equally strides the awe that Mike Scott has for these influences, a declaration of love and a yearning to be as enlightened as the subject. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.